Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a stand-up comedian who has an HBO special out now called The Intruder.
My family raised me on mind tricks, these mind tricks, you know, yeah. And if you're an immigrant or children of immigrants, you might be able to relate, right? Yeah, because we love our families, right? Yeah, they're just so seemingly generous. Yeah. They was like, eat, right? Eat, please, eat. Right. Did you eat? No? Eat, please, eat, 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 eat. Did you eat? No? No, I didn't think so. Eat, please, eat, now, eat, eat. Did you eat? No, please, eat. I cook, eat, now, please, eat, 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 eat. Did you eat? No, please, eat, 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 eat. Did you eat? No, I didn't think so. I cook, now, eat, please, eat, 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 eat. And then the next time they see you, they call you fat.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Atsuko Okatsuka.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Lovely to meet you.
Hi.
Lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It is an honor.
Well, that's lovely of you to say. Yeah. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, you've got this HBO special that said The Intruder. It's on all kinds of best comedy specials of 2022 list. That must be very gratifying. What has been like?
Thank you.
What we got here? We got the New York Times said it, Variety said it, Vulture said it. How have you been processing this success, this little rocket ride you're on?
Yeah, it's so wild. It's so cool. Something that started so, like, just here in my head. You know, in my brain, could be so relatable to the whole world, you know? You can only hope, and then it's really cool that people in, like, Qatar are watching it. Kazakhstan, I swear, hey, I'm from Qatar, I'm watching. You know, and it's so wild. I didn't know HBO hit so many places, but Canada. So it's...
Canada!
No, it's not playing there.
It's not available?
No,
it's not available
but
in Canada.
Yeah, it's...
Wow, it's that repressive Trudeau regime over
there. Oh, it's so wild. It's so... I know, like, India's playing it, but Canada's like, we can't get... And it's right there, you know? It's, like, right
there. Just walk
there.
Up to the border.
Yeah.
Throw it across Lake Erie.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for doing an hour special? Like, how do you work out your material?
Yeah, well, you know, repetition, I do it. I also traveled a lot, you know, to practice for it. I went to Edinburgh, you know, I ran it 26 times at the Fringe Festival there.
That's nice.
Performed for people I never, you know, even heard of, like Scottish farmers, you know, performing for Scottish. That'll make you really strong, you know. They just kind of look at you like, I thought this was going to be a tragic play. You know, the whole time, you know, and and then for French Canadians, I did perform in Montreal.
Okay.
And that was interesting because they kind of real time translate what you're saying, because French is their first language.
Sure.
So it's kind of like performing on Zoom, you know,
there's
like
a little delay,
a little lag where you do the punchline and they're like. Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah, so that's kind of how I practice, just doing it all over the world to see, you know, like, it's important to, I think, see if your comedy can be relatable sort of worldwide, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's directed by our friend Tig Notaro, which is a wonderful person.
Yes, Tig. Yeah.
How'd y'all meet?
Tig and I met through this Netflix stand-up competition show that never aired, but I was one of the contestants, 30 comedians, three judges, you know, Tig Notaro, Neil Brennan, Dion Cole, and it's like The Voice for stand-up comedy where, you
know... Why didn't it ever air?
You know, this thing hit the entire world, you know.
Oh, this is before the pandemic.
The pandemic, the pandemic is what shut it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we got to meet and we became friends through it. And, you know, she's so busy, you know. She's playing pickleball.
Sure.
Right? And
she's an action movie star now.
Action movie star, yeah. Still doing stand-up, you know, a wife.
Got the two kids.
Yes. And, you know, she's even said in interviews, I don't want to direct anymore, but I still asked. And she said yes. Wow. And so, yeah, that's how that came to.
Now, you're the second Asian woman to have an HBO comedy special after Margaret Cho. Mm-hmm. And I understand she's an influence on you. How did you first learn about Margaret and see her stuff?
So we were in church, and
Margaret were in church.
You know, kind of. Her DVD was at church, and it was during a sermon, and one of my church mates, churchgoers, my fellow churchgoers kind of like whispered at me, like, psst, hey, this is stand-up comedy, and passed me the DVD like it was some contraband. And I took it home. I had never seen stand-up comedy before. You know, I was like...
Of any kind.
I was pretty freshly to the States. And then it was so cool seeing someone that looks like me, you know, doing, just standing there for an hour. I didn't know it was a job. I didn't know you could do that. Just talk funny for an hour, you know? And so that really was like, it hit me hard. And it also, I think, you know, it started making me think, okay, this is how my pastor could be talking too, but he doesn't. You know, like, because he was kind of a dry speaker.
Yeah.
And it really, like, put the standards were high after watching someone talk funny for an hour, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough to get your preacher to tell jokes about Jesus, too, I imagine.
No, for sure. Yeah, I have some Bible-friendly jokes, yeah.
Really? Would you mind sharing one of them?
Sure, yeah. So my brother-in-law just bought a Genesis. It's the car.
Yeah.
Pretty pricey, you know? Yeah. I said, Genesis, if I got me one of those, I'd have to get me a Job. That's pretty good.
Nicely done. God bless you.
Stuff like that sure. I feel like my pastor could have been doing, but he's just, hey, on page 5, you know, like that.
Sure.
Gosh.
Sure, they always go to page 5. Now, in social media, you have created a phenomenon with something that you call the drop challenge with your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the origin? Before we show it, can you show me the origin of the drop challenge?
Yeah, well, you know, this song Partition by Beyonce, and there's this beautiful beat drop that happens over and over. It just goes, woo, woo. And that song just always stuck with me throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, wouldn't it be funny if, like, every time the beat dropped, your body did too? You know? Mm-hmm. And so I just started doing it around Little Tokyo of Los Angeles with my grandma and posted it, and everyone in the world was like, we want to do it too. And that's also how I discovered places like Qatar and Kazakhstan.
It's like 1.5 billion people have watched this or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Terry Crews has done it. Serena Williams has done it. And then I learned so many different, like, occupations through it too, because I live under a rock is what I sound like. But, because people were doing it at their job. So nurses were doing it. Rock splitters, that's a job.
Rock splitters?
Yes, there's a man who splits rocks for a living. And so every time he would split it, he would drop, you know, and split the rock.
Let's show the folks what we're talking about here. This is you and your grandma.
Give me some.
I thought that is fantastic. I have to tell you.
Doesn't that beat just touch you?
It does, kind of does. But when I heard that you were doing this with your grandma, I thought your grandma was going to do it too.
Oh, no. She's over me.
That would be the,
Capra.
Well, Otsuko, thank you so much for being here. It was
thank
lovely
you
to
for
meet
having
you.
Me. Thank you so much. It was great.
The Intruder is streaming now on HBO Max. Otsuko Opatska, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.